feel like the team has put Alabama behind them and ready to move forward?
Oh, 100%. I said, I think, right after the game, you dwell on it for a night, and starting Sunday, I was already looking at Florida film, ready to move on and get started.
If you've looked at Florida, what have you seen from them?
They've got a great defense. Their offense has started to find their identity a little bit, but from a personal standpoint, Coach Banks, it's the best special team, one of the best special teams you will face all year. So it's going to be a great challenge for us in that phase of the game. But I'm looking forward to the challenge. It's going to be a fun weekend.
How satisfying was it to win the special teams on Saturday night?
I mean, it was satisfying, but at the end of the day, it's not about winning special teams; it's about winning the game. So a loss is a loss. It stinks, but you know, we hold ourselves to a higher standard on special teams, and that's something that we expect to do every week, is win that battle.
Yeah. Does this week have a little bit different feeling because you have never played at Florida? This is something that's completely new for this program?
I think so. You know, you got to treat every week like it's the same. You can't go into one week thinking it's the Holy Grail and then the next week take a week off. You know, at the end of the day, it's about us, and we got to do what we got to do to prepare for that game. Personally, I'm really excited to go play in the Swamp. I think it's going to be a really cool experience.
After the game on Saturday, you mentioned the team's ability to bounce back and how you thought it was better this year than maybe in years past. What's the reason behind that, you think?
I mean, new year, new identity, new team. I just think that, you know, Coach Hawk's done a great job of talking to us and, you know, kind of building that mentality of whatever happens, you know, flush that last play, it's on to the next one. And I really think that's helped us a lot. And he kind of changed the culture around here to, you know, if you go down, fight back, doesn't matter. I think we've proved that throughout the season. We've shown to be a second half team all season, and I don't see that changing anytime in the near future.
How would you describe the level of confidence right now?
Pretty high. I wouldn't say this game made it worse or better. It's just another game, but at the end of the day, we knew what we had coming into this season. A lot of people didn't believe in us, but I haven't seen these guys' confidence waver a bit. I think it would have been really easy to do to lay down after that UCLA game, but coming out and doing what we've done, coming back, I think, in three different games in the second half to go and win, it's something to be said, and I don't think these guys are scared to go out and play.
When you were down 24-3, what was the feeling? Was it any different than when the game started? How did you guys process that?
Same as we have every week. We go into the locker room, we make the adjustments we need to make and go out there and execute that plan. Going into this week, it was one of the most confident I've ever been against playing an Alabama team. Just from a personal standpoint, I just felt really good about my matchup. I kind of had a personal vendetta out because last year I had my worst game against Alabama. So just from a personal standpoint, I was ready to go out and get my second crack at them. But going out at halftime, it just – There's a different attitude about this team. They don't go out there with their heads down. They don't go out there scared or on the sideline. People aren't talking like, oh, like we're going to lose or things of that nature. I think it's go out there, we're going to put our nose down to the grindstone and get to work.
Colin, how important is it for you guys to get a good taste in your mouth going into the off week?
So important. Just from having not having to think about a loss, going into a week, 2 weeks of really just practicing and not getting hit on anybody else, not getting to take that anger out. I think we'll go out against Florida and play to the best of our abilities and have a good time and hopefully get that job done. But I think it's huge to go into that bye week with a win under your belt.
Florida's got some special uniforms in store for this game. So do you guys feel a little extra added part of that, I guess?
It is what it is. We'll have some special uniforms later this year that we'll get to wear. It's just another game. Doesn't matter what the other team's wearing or the name they have on the front of their jersey. You know, at the end of the day, it's about us. We're not going to let that distract us. We'll go out there and play our game and hopefully come out with a win.
Okay. Did you check them out, though?
Yeah.
Did you see them?
I did check them out.
We need a critique here.
I did check them out. They very interesting, to say the least.
What makes them interesting?
They look like an alligator.
Yeah. Colin, as part of the defensive unit, how have you seen that part of y'all's team evolve throughout the year?
As I said all year, watching Landis Durham not Landis Durham, I'll come back to him, but Tyrell and Ataro, it starts with them. The linebackers have fourth year or third year under Chavis Frataro and second year for Tyrell. And those guys have really, really taken it upon themselves to set the standard of the defense and go out there and prove that, that they can play with the best of them in the SEC. And along with that, the pass rush and the line we've got up front, I think Landon Sturm's really stepped up this year. He's finally in that position that he played in high school, the hand down defensive end, and I think he's finally got to showcase his talent, show us what he can do. And then in the back end, Armand, he's been playing lights out. He's one of the best safeties in the country for a reason. So it's been a real treat getting to watch them and kind of watch our defense grow every week into what we know we can be.